When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
Welcome in, Purple Daily. Purple Daily at night. Purple after Purple Daily after dark, because the schedule release is out. The NFL schedule. We now have the entire 2022 slate for the Minnesota Vikings. Judd Zolgad, along with Declan Goff, co-host and executive producer extraordinaire, just back from Target Field. And so I think there's only one proper way to start any show in the evening if you're going to be talking National Football League schedule. So I'm going to start it with
beer. I had about three or four at the game, so I'm going to let you now play catch up, if that's okay.
I don't blame you one bit. Surly Furious IPA powering our takes on the schedule. If you're saying, well, hold on a second here. Score North's not that big, but Phil Mackey, how is Phil Mackey not involved?
Now, where's Phil?
Let's just say that his puppy, Maya, now Maya in Mackey. Training, great basically job. At training camp. And there's a very small window for her sessions, including Thursday night. So Phil will join us tomorrow. As a result, what we are going to do is we will, because we always, look at that pour. That's pretty good, huh?
Attaboy.
Because as we always do three or four times before the season starts, we will be picking the schedule tomorrow. We're not
tomorrow.
Going to do that now without Phil. So
right.
We're going to talk about the schedule. We're going to go through it. We're going to dissect it, as you can see on the screen. We certainly will take your comments, your thoughts on the schedule, but we will be breaking it down with our predictions for wins and losses tomorrow on Purple Daily. All right, Declan, without further ado, I'm going to start to run through the schedule. As I do, if you have thoughts, stop me. I've got some grand thoughts written down as well, but I think the best way to probably do this for those who have not seen it yet is just to go through it quickly to give people an idea.
I'll pop it up on the screen here too.
Oh, shortly, even Doug. Better.
So we'll have that up just in a bit here as soon as mm-hmm. I get it downloaded.
All right. So as we found out this afternoon, the Vikings will open up on September 11th against the Green Bay Packers, 3:25 National Fox game at home. This will be the third time since US Bank Stadium opened in 2016. There you can see Declan's going to get it posted, that the Vikings will have opened the home season against the Packers. 2020, week one. 2016, which was their first year in US Bank Stadium, you'll recall that they opened against the Tennessee Titans on the road and then played the Packers and beat them. So they will open against the Packers at home in week one for the second time in 3 years on September 11th. The next Monday night game, the 19th of September, one that we already knew because it was announced, I think, on Monday of this week, the Vikings will travel to play the Eagles on ABC. That is a 7:30 kickoff. In week three, and this is where it gets interesting, because if you recall, last year, I don't think the Vikings played a team within their division until, I think it was week five against Detroit. As you can see, if you're following along right now on YouTube, watching this on the screen, they will play the Lions, so that they will play their second divisional game by week three on September 25th, a noon kickoff on Fox. Week four, they travel to a jolly old England, London, to play the Saints, 8:30 in the morning. NFL Network, and I believe this is now, so that's October 2nd. I believe this is now the it's not the rule, but it's been changed. Games that used to be on the network also would be shown side by side on an over the air channel in your market. I think that's gone, Declan. So if you don't have the National Football League channel network, I don't think that this game is going to be shown on, let's say, channel 5, 4, 9, or 11.
Our buddy Doogie might be able to help us out with that, but I'm not certain on that either. I can't remember. I think, it's been, what, 2017 was the last one. So it's been, you know, 5 years.
And I think they're trying to now get people that don't buy that part of the package to do so. Now, here's an intriguing thing. We talked about this as a potential, but this confirms it. The post-London buy is out. So the league is not going to give, and the Vikings very well, Dex, might not have wanted a buy in week 5. So they're going to come home after playing in London on the 2nd, and 7 days later on October 9th, as you can see, they're going to play the Chicago Bears at noon at home on Fox. So that the travel back ordinarily, I think up until now, has always caused the league to fit teams' buys into that next week. That's not going to be the case here. So the Bears are going to be the opponent on the 9th. And then a week after that, they travel to Miami to play the Dolphins at noon on Fox. And then the bye. I like this. I'm not sure about you.
Yeah.
I hate, like, if you have a bye in week 5, I know you're going to, you know, I know you're traveling a long distance to play the Saints in week 4. But a bye to me in week 5 sets you up for such a long schedule, Dex, that my personal opinion is, if I'm the Vikings, I would prefer to come back a little bit tired and play what should be a terrible Bears team on October 9th than to be off and then take the bye as you get towards the end of October.
Yeah, I prefer the Stew Jet over. Look, they're going to have some jet lag, right? London, that's a long flight. But if the alternative is also Bears at Miami and then to Miami, like, that's fine. If they had to go, let's say it was let's even say it was Bills. Like, they had to go on the road to play the Bills the next week, which I don't think they would do to go give a team back-to-back road games coming off London.
Sure.
But that would be a task, right? That'd be awful. Actually, I prefer Bears, and then I know at Miami in October isn't necessarily a terrifying place to play either, and then that bye slides in at week 7. I'd much prefer this setup as opposed to getting a bye and getting, you know, your bearings back after you take that long flight and jet lag from London. Yes, I think this actually ends up working very well for the Vikings.
I bet there's a better chance that the Vikings are more upset's not the right word, disappointed that they are going to be playing the Dolphins in Miami in October than not get the bye in week 5.
Sure.
Because if I'm the Vikings and I see my opponents on the road include the Miami Dolphins, aren't you thinking to yourself, all right, late November, December, right?
Right.
But that's not the case. So the bye then will come up in week 7 on October 23rd. A week after that, October 30th, so the last game that they will play in the month of October, will be another Sunday game against the Cardinals at noon on Fox. And this is going to be a run, as you can see, of 5 noon kickoffs. They start November with back-to-back road games, and we'll get to this at the end, but it's interesting. The Vikings have back-to-back road games twice in the schedule. The first time is going to be Sunday, November 6th, when they play the Washington Commanders in Washington, and then on November 13th, they play the Bills in Buffalo. I think, Dex, the schedule is going to get intriguing here. The Cardinals, to me, I don't know. So like, at that point in time, the Cardinals ordinarily start off hot. I wouldn't call week 8 starting off, though. Washington, I don't think is that good, but they've been sort of a weird team. And then I think that we all expect the Bills to be good. So that's going to be 3 games where I think you expect to go 2-1, right? But it's 2 road games. And again, Kirk Cousins going back to play Washington. Like, there's variables there that I think could be extremely intriguing.
Look, we're not going to pick the schedule, obviously, but I think what one thing we can all maybe agree on, and maybe we're getting ahead of our skis, but this is the fun part about looking at the schedule. We have now 4 months to look at this before the season
starts. If you don't like that, you shouldn't be watching the Score North YouTube. So I think our fans get it.
Yeah. But I will say the one road game that you just probably, I think any logical Vikings fan probably says is a loss is at Buffalo. Like, they're coming off another great season. Josh Allen's great. It's a tough place to play, right? Like, it's probably the most daunting road game they have all season. And at Washington, you know, I wouldn't sleep on the Commanders, by the way. Like, I loathe Carson Wentz. There is not a quarterback I think that I have more disdain for than Carson Wentz.
Yep.
But that Washington football team is actually pretty dang good. Their defense is solid. They won a decent amount of games with Taylor Heineke, for God's sakes, last year. So I wouldn't say that Washington game's a cakewalk either. I think the Vikings can win that game. I have more confidence they can go into Washington and get a win than I do going into Buffalo. But this is an interesting stretch because now it's going to dovetail, I know, into these home games that these three straight home games that they'll go into now after the trip to Buffalo.
So the Commanders game intrigues me because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, since he signed with the Vikings in 2018, this is going to be the first time that Kirk goes back there, right?
Yeah.
Has Kirk gone back?
He has not gone.
They played him here on a Thursday
Washington.
Night.
Yep. Case Keenum was here. No, he has not gone to Washington since he has re-signed with Minnesota.
Okay. And then a week after that, it's going to be
Washington.
It's Kirk. Mr. Cousins goes to Washington, followed by the Stephon Diggs game as well. But here's where I'm curious too. There's going to be a few games that, and look, I think this guy plays hard, and I don't expect him to all of a sudden try and turn things up. I think he's going to play at a really good level throughout the season. But doesn't Justin Jefferson going against Diggs intrigue you?
Oh, my God. It's going to be the best, man.
Like, Justin Jefferson's not going to tell Kirk, oh, I hope we do well. He's going to say, let's go, because, I mean, basically, and he's right in his mind, like, this is the game. For the team that traded the draft pick, Diggs is going to be jacked up. Jefferson is going to be. I think that this game, and it comes at a weird time because it could be cold, it could be snowy for sure. Uh-huh. But if the weather is decent on November 13th in Buffalo, this could be a really interesting game with Diggs trying to certainly show the Vikings that he's still an absolute star, which he probably is, but Justin Jefferson, conversely, trying to do the exact same.
Here's what I will say, because you can start Judd flexing Sunday night games. When is it? After week six?
I think it's around six or seven now.
Yeah. Okay.
They changed it.
As of now, this is obviously a noon game in Buffalo. Right now, the week 10 Sunday night game will be Chargers at 49ers. As of now.
Okay.
I would guess they'd still lean into a Bay Area game for primetime, but I think this is something to watch. If the Vikings are off to a hot start, the Bills are the Bills, I wouldn't be shocked at all if this one gets maybe moved potentially. Potentially. I wouldn't say it's a lock, but I would be keeping an eye on it.
And if I'm not mistaken, at this point in time, through that game at Buffalo, the Vikings have not played in primetime, correct? They played in London. They played what'll amount to a Fox national game in week one, but they have not played a primetime game yet, which does definitely speak to the fact that I think expectations are tempered, which is very fair. The Vikings, I don't think, are seen as a sexy team, not now. So go back. Now, to your point, Dex, as you said, it gets intriguing because you start a trio of home games. Let me go on record as saying this. I am not a fan of three consecutive home games. They've done this. The Vikings have done this now like twice in the last 10 years. And I just, two is great. Two is fine. Three. Now it's three of nine, not three of the old eight, because with the 17th game, the Vikings are getting nine home games in 2022 versus eight in 2021, but they're going to go 3:25 kick against against Dallas on CBS on the 20th of November. As you can see, and Doogie reported this on Reckless Speculation Thursday with Mackie and Judd on our show today, Dex. As you can see, 4 days after Thanksgiving night, for the first time, the Vikings are going to play on the Thanksgiving night NBC game at 7:20. That will be the first primetime appearance. Unless, to your point, something gets flexed that the Vikings have made this season. And then we get into the month of December with what has to be considered right now one of the unsexiest games on the schedule, I would say. December 4th against the Jets at noon, CBS. So you go Cowboys, Patriots, and Jets all at home, spanning from the 20th of November to Thanksgiving night to December 4th. Now, you play quickly, Dex, after the Cowboys game, and that's tough, too, because it goes Cowboys-Patriots, which could be incredibly tough. I will say this, though. You then get a long break, essentially a bye week. So there's both good and bad. I do think that those two opponents back-to-back in 4 days, Declan, is a big ask, though, to try and sweep those two teams.
Yeah, it'll be tough, man. Look, I know that Vikings fans have PTSD from the Cooper Rush game a few years last year at US Bank Stadium. I don't believe, and expose me, maybe I'll just expose myself here in about 6 months. I think the Patriots are going to start coming down a little bit here. I don't think they're going to be a dumpster fire, but look, they played well with Mac Jones, but now the book's out on Mac Jones. And Belichick's a hell of a coach, arguably the greatest football coach of all time.
Right.
New England doesn't scare me as much as they used to. And also this game's at home. So at the very least, I mean, look, they're two home games. You'd like to say that they're back-to-back wins. You have to split them. Like, Judd, you can make a case that if you go 0-2 in those two games, yeah, like that could bury you. That's a ball breaking situation where if you have to get to playoff time and playoff seeding, that those two losses are tough. Like even though they're at home, man,
yep,
these are two very tough games and not a gimme situation at all.
And that month is tough too, Dex. Look at that at Washington, totally. Which to your point, the Commanders are not a great team, but at Washington, it's not an easy game by any means. At Buffalo, that's incredibly tough. Dallas is such a weird team, though, because this goes back to the conversation that we've had, you know, for a long time now, which is this one. When you get into in the month of May, before the season starts, you get the schedule and you're trying to break things down. Once you hit, I don't know, around November or so, Declan, it's so tough to judge teams because like Dallas could be really good or Dallas could be a flop and McCarthy could be fired. But the point is right now in May, as we look at this at Washington, at Buffalo, home to Dallas, and then 4 days, it's the lack of preparation time that gets me. 4 days after that to play host to the Patriots, that's going to be probably as big of gauntlet month as this schedule has, right? Like, I don't think there's another month in the schedule that we're currently breaking down that has a four-game stretch where it's a four-day break for one of them. It's, you know, three pretty good teams, if not four, or at least, you know. So I think that one's actually a tough stretch before you even hit that December 4th game against the Jets.
Yeah, and keep in mind that once they leave Buffalo, I mean, they'll only have to go on the road once from November 14th all the way to Christmas time, which is great. I mean, 6 weeks basically at home. And at Detroit, that is the least daunting of all the three divisional opponents. So kind of a nice situation for the Vikings that from November through basically through the entire holidays, from Thanksgiving through Christmas, the Vikes will be mostly sleeping in their own bed. And that part's mm-hmm. nice. And I know we're going to tease here as we get towards the end of the schedule, they'll be on the road. But that part of the schedule, got to make your hay and you got to get your wins.
All right, so after playing host to the Jets December 4th, which is, as we just talked about, third consecutive home game, the Vikings then, December 11th, as Declan just alluded to, go to Detroit to Ford Field for a noon game on Fox. This game, to me, only intrigues me because of this. We are going to know very clearly by that date if the Lions have really, truly not only improved, but bought into Dan Campbell, right? Like, that's the point in time, year two. I still don't like Goff. I don't think he's good, but that's my personal opinion. And I don't think it's, I think lots of people.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's fine.
No, it's not you, man. You're my sports son. I love you. Jared Goff, not so much. But the point is that game, if those who have said, and I think you actually did bring this up, that you like Dan Campbell and that you think that the Lions will play hard for him, this game could be a speed bump game. If that's the case, especially it's weird too. If you have success against, let's say, the Cowboys, the Patriots, and Jets, okay, and you basically said what you just said, Dex, which is, okay, we got to go on the road finally, but we're going to Detroit. Like, you got to be careful there. And that's one, two, three, four, five, six. That's five of six at home. Mm-hmm. So like that is if the Lions are playing hard and if the Lions truly buy into Dan Campbell as much as some think, that game is a definite trap game.
Yep.
Or the Lions could just stink. Who knows?
Or they could be bad. Who knows? That's true.
All right. We have an either or on December 17th or 18th. We don't know yet. Saturday or Sunday, The Vikings will play host to the Colts at a to-be-determined time on a channel that we don't know yet. That is the first of two home games that will end at least the regular season, because the following week we do know on Saturday, Christmas Eve, December 24th, the Giants will come to town for a noon game on Fox. And that will bring an end to the 9 games that the Vikings get to play at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Giants game is interesting because I have no idea, with a new coach and a quarterback in Daniel Jones, who they didn't pick up his fifth-year option, Declan. I have no clue what the Giants think. I mean, I think they're going to be bad. I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive. I think the Colts are going to be competitive. But again, Matt Ryan is aging. I have no idea right now what to make of those two games. But on the surface, if the Vikings are decent, they don't scare me that much.
Colts scare me more than the Giants. I don't buy the Giants. Danny Dimes.
What's their plan?
I don't know, man. I kind of thought that they would not. I didn't think they'd draft another quarterback, but I thought they'd bring in someone to, you know, bridge that gap, for the lack of a better word, with Danny Dimes. I just don't think he's the answer. I think they win easily against the Giants. And again, love making the assumptions, but I think the Giants game's no problem. That Colts game, though, yes. We can't fall in the trap just because they've been a good playoff team and it's at home, that it should be fine. Like, don't worry about the Colts. Like, Matt Ryan and that team have, in general, the Colts have been pretty darn good the last few years. Matt Ryan's up there in age. Yes, it's not a gimme, but I do think the Vikings, at the end of the day, win that game against the Colts.
Fair enough. And that gets us to, this is where it gets dicey. So let's just assume, although, as we talked about before, we're going to pick the schedule tomorrow. Let's assume right now, Declan, that this team is a borderline, possibly 7th seed, right? Like a wild card team.
Sure.
They're not great, but they basically have done what the Eagles did in 2021, which is win enough to be on the precipice of a playoff spot. This is where it gets super intriguing. Sunday, January 1st, New Year's Day, the Vikings have to travel to Lambeau Field for a 3:25 game on CBS, which, by the way, could be a candidate to be flexed depending on the importance of said game. If I'm not mistaken, there is a Sunday night game in week 17. So this could be moved to a night game, but it's going to be cold. It's going to be difficult. It definitely is not an ideal circumstance for the Vikings from a weather standpoint. They played the Packers in week 17 last year, right? Right before they came back home in the game that Mon played in. That was late in the season, because that was a miserable night as well.
Yep, man, you had to start.
All right, and then in week 18, another TBD on the date, either January 7th or 8th, Saturday or Sunday, in what is the final game of the regular season. The tables have been turned, and the Vikings, who for so long, it seemed, every year at U.S. Bank Stadium, have closed against the Bears at home, will now travel to Soldier Field to play the Bears. We don't know when. We don't know a network. But this, to me, is really intriguing, because if the Vikings beat the Giants, and let's say they're on the cusp, right, of a playoff spot, the Packers game should be tough. The Bears game, I think the Bears are going to stink, Dex. I think they're going to be awful.
Yep.
I think they're going to be absolutely terrible. What makes that game sort of a wild card, though, is the weather. Like, Chicago on January 7th or 8th is going to be miserable. Things can go terribly wrong. Like, you can be in great shape, and then, you know, who knows? I mean, the football, you can't make kicks. I don't know. All I'm saying is that gives you a really interesting way to end the season back-to-back, as far as what you're going to be going into, not just opponent-wise, but just from a weather standpoint. Because, again, I don't think the Bears are going to be good. But I do think that when you have to play in Soldier Field, which is windy as hell, in January, there's wild cards, no pun intended, that you can't control that could cause issues.
Yep. Yeah, this is an interesting time for the Vikings, because if you're a good football team and you're above 500, well, you're talking about potentially at least clinching a playoff spot by the time you get to the Packers game on New Year's Day. If you are a good football team, Green Bay could be in that boat too, by the way. Green Bay could obviously be in that boat where they could be maybe wrapping up a division or trying to clinch a playoff spot by the time that New Year's Day rolls around. Yes, the Bears, I don't buy for a minute. Now, I will say, maybe Justin Fields takes this massive leap forward and he ends up being this stud. And then all of a sudden, our entire perspective and opinion changes on the Chicago Bears. I just don't think there's enough weapons around him right now, because they've clearly have made the assumption that, hey, we're not going to be good this year. We're not going to put resources into a lot of things. But next year, I think they'll have like $100+ million in free agency, dude. Like, they're going to have all the money and they're going to be big spenders next March. That's their goal. And good for them. Ryan Poles has a vision there. He interviewed for the Vikings job. The Bears bought Ryan Poles' vision. But in general, for the Vikings, when it does roll around here on New Year's Day in Green Bay, that's going to be a fun time, dude. I think back-to-back road games at Green Bay, at Chicago, are not ideal. But if you took care of business at home and whatnot, and like I said, you were that team that was above 500, you're hopefully talking about clinching a playoff spot at one of these two games.
That's right. So what do you think the odds are that the Vikings will have potentially clinched a playoff spot by the Bears game? Because I don't think they're good at all. I think that's like, I wish I could say, well, yeah, they'll beat the Packers and I think they'll have a playoff spot, because then you go to Chicago and you're carefree and resting guys and it's windy and cold and guys, you know,
right.
I just don't, Dex, I don't see that. I think this is going to be a struggle, and with 7 playoff seeds now in each conference, I'm not saying it's impossible to be in the playoffs, but I don't see a scenario, unless something just astounds us, where the Vikings are locked into a playoff spot after that January 1st game, which is, of course, the ideal if you can do it.
And by the way, you could potentially be backing into one. You know, you could be. It's not that you have to win to get in.
What am I doing? Backing into the playoffs.
We're back in the playoffs.
I'm curious on how this goes, man, but I think in general, you know, I just counted, I believe, 9 noon starts for the Vikings. Obviously, they have the 2 primetime games with the Eagles and the Patriots on Monday Night Football and then the Thursday Night Football. There's some 3:25s mixed in. There's that 8:30 a.m. God, I might even go to bed that night. I 8:30 a.m. for football.
I'm 52. I love the 8:30 kick. Kick it off at 8:30 more often. I guess. It's going to be 6:20 in Seattle where Mackie lives.
Yeah, no, thank you.
They did that against the Browns 3 years ago, right?
Worse. Yeah, they did.
I love the early kicks. You can watch the rest of the games, too.
But yeah, I think in general, pretty favorable schedule. I'm curious what Phil Mackey has to say.
I agree, it's favorable.
But I think it's favorable, man. Like, yeah, the 3 home games in a row, wrapping around in November. But again, I mean, 5 out of 6 at home from week 11 through 16. I think that's solid. That's a good place for the Vikings to be. So in general, I think favorable schedule. That's kind of my gut reaction so far.
Does the lack of primetime respect surprise or disappoint you?
I'm pretty lukewarm on it. I mean, you know,
I don't think they deserve it right now, so it doesn't bother me.
And you know, I pontificated that Bills game could be moved.
Packers game could be moved. The Bears game could be in primetime. I don't think it will be. Don't get me wrong, but.
I'd be shocked if any of those December games get flexed. Jets, Lions, Colts, Giants. Yes, I think Packers or Bears have a potential to be flexed. But to answer your question, the national time slots, no, I'm not surprised at all. I think this was probably appropriate. I love we get a Thursday night. I love a Thanksgiving Thursday night game. So
it's marvelous.
That'll be
I can blast. Leave the house. I can get
stuffing,
up and say,
turkey.
Dawn, Stella, I love you guys, but I got to go. Hey, go back up a little bit. I do want to see one thing here as we talk about this, because we've been doing this on the fly. Okay, so there's the Monday night game at Philly. Mm-hmm. There's the Thanksgiving night game, which is their NBC game, because they don't have they don't have a Sunday night game right now.
Right.
But the Thursday Thanksgiving game fulfills NBC. Yeah, I think that the Vikings have been given a slate of games that are very fair for the expectation. Because, I mean, I think the expectation of the experts, right, is that they're going to win 8-9 games, probably tops.
Yep.
So there's ability to flex there. The other, here's something else that intrigues me before we go, Dex. Other than so the Packers, you have to play twice.
Yep.
But look at their games outside of Buffalo. Keep going down a little bit for me after Buffalo, sure. Would you? Thank you. I just want to make an observation here about this. Yep. After Buffalo, you know, there's a very interesting and I would say undaunting list right now of quarterbacks. Yeah. Rodgers, Allen, but you know, I mean, Matt Ryan might be good, but Matt Ryan doesn't scare you, right?
No, not at all.
Jared Goff, Mac Jones might be really good by then, but I mean, he's still second year. I don't know. He played well, but Dak Prescott, solid, good, but doesn't frighten you a ton. The point is, it feels like it was like 2 years back, the Vikings had a gauntlet of quarterbacks, like just a gauntlet. And this isn't, I'm not trying to say that these guys stink. They don't. But I don't know that there's as many guys that you consider outside of Josh Allen and Rodgers and, you know, maybe Dak, although I probably wouldn't.
That's a toss-up. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't put him in that list who really frighten you as a defensive guy.
Yeah, we did this episode on Purple Daily where we knew the opponents. We said how many quarterbacks are better than Kirk Cousins on the Vikings opponents before the schedule was released about a month or two ago, and I believe we only said like three. You know, Rodgers, Allen. I mean, maybe you make a chance. Kyler Murray or Dak is better, but they have that quarterback advantage for sure. It's not a daunting quarterback list they have to play. So,
and I'm going to give you a quarterback sequence that I really like.
Okay.
All right, week one's tough. Rodgers and the Packers. But then you go Philadelphia.
Uh-huh. Jalen Hurts.
Detroit.
Jared Goff.
Saints.
Jameis.
Chicago.
Justin Fields, yeah.
At Miami.
Tua or Teddy.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah. Not at all. Yes. Those
bring
are,
it
those
on are, is what. Bring it on. On. Yeah, that's, bring that's it on, stuff. Baby.
I love that. I'm excited to pick the schedule tomorrow with Mackie, dude.
We are going to, don't forget, we will also read plenty of comments on Mackie and Judd and then Purple Daily, where, as Declan just said, we will get into the schedule some more, get Phil's thoughts as he gets back from doggy training Maya Mackie, and we will also pick the schedule. I saw an immediate reaction in our comments section, 11 wins, and then I saw 8 or 9. I think that's going to be all over the map as far as the purple pigskin prognostications that we are going to see. But thank you for tuning in to our special edition of Viking schedule release. And don't forget Wild and Blues tonight, 8:30 start. Wild Ventline right after with both of us back. And if you're going to enjoy the game, enjoy it responsibly, but enjoy it with some Surly. In my case, I'll be drinking some Surly Furiouses. Oh, and last but not least, let's mention our friends from Chill Boys. Because yes. You know what? Declan, when the going gets tough and it gets hot or cold, what is your go-to undergarment?
God, you know, it heated up at Target Field this afternoon, Judd. The last time I was at Target Field with my Chill Boys, I had those long johns on because it was negative, you know, 35 with wind chill, whatever the hell it was. And by game two today and the doubleheader in the ass kicking from the Houston Astros, which we won't talk about right now, it was about 90 degrees with that humidity. And I was comfortable in my bamboo fabric. Thanks to my friends at Chill Boys for that bamboo fabric. And then even the performance brand I like to rock when I'm on the golf course. So, yes, they're a Minnesota-based company. It will change your outlook on how the boys feel down there. Chill Boys and chillboys.com.
Awesome stuff. Thanks again to our friends at Surly Brewing and also TCL TV. Hopefully you're watching tonight's Wild game on TCL, and hopefully you'll join us for Wild Ventline. Hopefully they win right after. Talk to you.